Hey, this is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Need a little freedom. She goes out on the road, thinking about the things she said, and now her heart's about to explode. She goes out running, running to a future that's uncertain. Finds a way to take it to the top and back again, wishing that the boy she met were just a little more than friends. She calls her people to tell them that it's not all she thought it was. Moving with the wind, she tries so hard to live her life with love. Stars at night, mirroring her hopes and dreams above. Man was made to understand the beauty, not the meaning we give them. The stars above the car saw a peaceful woman driven a little too far. Giving it away, the song she made with her heart, keeping for herself a few, only the songs that were just too hard. She goes out running, running till her chest explodes and leaves her. Gasping for breath in a world where telling the truth is made so hard. Sometimes you sing the lie instead, knowing the painful truth is in the stars. The man was made to understand the beauty, not the meaning of life. The stars above the car shine now as beauty sleeps tonight.
Winding down that block of fantastic tunes on today's episode of Gyno is Leela's brother Jay from his album, The Choice and the Chase. The song is She Goes Out Running. Why'd you pick this song?
I picked this song because Jay wrote this song for me. And I'm the eldest sibling, so a lot of what I've accomplished in my music career has been like, you know, I'm the first in the family to do this in this way. And I've encountered a lot of obstacles, you know, as an Indigenous woman moving through the industry and as a band leader and as just a woman, there's a lot of challenges that you face in the music industry.
Oh, sure.
So he's witnessed, you know, me face these challenges and make lots of sacrifices, lots of personal sacrifices. And he felt so moved that he wanted to write a song for me honoring those experiences. So I really love it. It often moves me to tears.
You may be a little impartial, but that's all right, because I think in this case it really works. It's a fantastic album, and you know what? He's going to be somebody that I'm going to have to talk to in the near future as well. So again, thank you so much for that recommendation. Let's get back into the conversation about North Star Calling. It's an album about facing your fears, standing in the pain, and living with courage. Of course, I caught that from your website. But in addition, it's about healing. But I like what you say, because true healing is not just the absence of pain, right? There is a concept that people should be diving a little bit more into,
Absolutely. You actually took it one further, because what I sing about and what I write about on this album is not just like feeling the lack of a relationship with the land and feeling, you know, your identity crisis or like questioning or depression or anxiety, but it's actually like stepping forward into that relationship with the land and water, defending the land and water, and recognizing that deep connection, reconnecting with ceremony, or in the case of, North Star Calling, we talk about mental health and mental illness in such a taboo way. So let's talk about it in a way that brings, that shines a light on it and brings healing to it and recognizes that people are not alone in this. So whether that's because of colonial trauma, that legacy of colonial trauma that we all carry, or whether it's because of particular life circumstances or events that have happened to you that you've, or whether it's just an imbalance that you experience, like mental illness, there's no shame in it. It is just the same as other illnesses, so, and should be treated as such. I think it's really important to talk about those things, to demystify it, and to come together and recognize that we are not alone in this. So, taking those things one step further, not just naming them, but really saying this can be, we can move forward together in a good way.
When something of this magnitude becomes international headlines, right, it's creating that space for a lot of conversations to happen at the same time. And myself and friends and family, colleagues, we've been, needless to say, talking about this quite a bit. And yesterday I was meeting with our talented language staff, or at least one of the groups, one of the Gunchokwats, one of the groups of our language teams here on Seneca Nation territory. As you were mentioning earlier in the chat, that feeling of isolation was a psychological manipulation to make people feel alone. And it's come to such a point where it becomes difficult to even discuss or even try to discuss such things, because our lives have been weaponized in such a way that it really instills a kind of fear into people that I do think goes back on a genetic level for Indigenous people, and it manifests sometimes in a lot of ways that we wouldn't necessarily understand otherwise. For example, and I want to pass the mic right back over to you. I'm trying not to talk too much, Leela, but what I've noticed and what I was mentioning particularly in our meeting yesterday was that, I do a lot of singing. I sing and I play guitar, I'm a multi-instrumentalist. Yeah. I do things like that. But what I've noticed is that I become absolutely petrified at the thought of singing our Yuenzage Ka Hataganonge, our earth songs, our traditional songs like that. I don't even attempt to. I kind of freeze up. And I've started to slowly do that on my own here. To do it around other people, it's still one of those things. And for a long time, didn't necessarily understand where that was coming from. And I don't necessarily want, but where else could that be, being involved with music the way that I am,
Thank you for telling me that. That's a powerful example of internalized, colonial trauma. And I think that's why I always say every act of, self-love, every act of healing, and every act of stepping into your power and holding up your head and being proud of who you are and relearning ways, reclaiming culture, all of those are incredibly radical act of cultural reclamation. Yeah. I don't think you can understate how important those acts of love are and how quote unquote traditional they are.
Yeah.
Because those were the ways that were, beaten and systemically, in a policy way,
right.
Tried to be taken from us. So I always think, when people talk about my music and when they think about my songs, it's not just me making music for the fun of making music, which is also beautiful and wonderful and a celebration of life in and of itself. So I don't want to take away from that. But a lot of the reason that I'm a songwriter is to reclaim those stories and to tell those powerful, resilient stories, because I am reclaiming, that is my radical act of love for myself, my nation, and my world, essentially.
Is it fair to say that this is the scope of what North Star Calling is all about?
It's absolutely what it was about and what my music continues to be about. I think it took me a long time to make this record. I was waiting for the stories that I needed to tell to present themselves, because I'm not a top 40 musician. Like, this is not about business for me. This is about listening to my heart and like sharing my gifts that the creator gave me. So I make music and I make records responding to that heart impulse. So I needed to take a break from it. And then when I finally was back, I was still touring and still performing, but when I finally was able to write those songs and work with a really amazing producer to make this record, it resulted in this body of work that has resonated really, really strongly with all of my fans and listeners. I thought, because I did release this record right before the pandemic struck, so all of the touring we had done to kind of promote it, and then we had a full year lineup of shows and all that, I was like, well, I guess that's not going to get noticed. And then since then, this record has received 6 different nominations. I won 1 Canadian Folk Music Award already. I'm hoping to win some Junos. And then I'm also nominated for 2 Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. There's lots of music that doesn't get nominated that is just as powerful. But that recognition to me from my peer group is, it tells me that even though this record was made before the pandemic, the messages that have become even stronger during this time, connection to the land, connection to home, connection to the family, mental health, all, like what really matters, right? That's what people are looking for right now. What really matters to you? All of those are captured on this by these songs that I recorded.
I'll take that a step further and even say that the timing was absolutely perfect based on the circumstances. You know, despite everything, this ended up being the kind of medicine that people needed. And it came at absolutely the right time when people could turn into themselves and listen and take a little bit more time to internalize something of this scope. So we're going to come back and we'll wrap up things in just a few. Before this hour is up, I do have Sahasin coming your way. And in this block, we're going to hear another one of Leela's recommendations. It's Krista Couture's Rebuild from the Safe Harbor. In addition, Shelley Morningsong with Quiet Place. And kicking things off right now is Leela Gilday from North Star Calling. The track is One Thing. You're listening to Gyno.
It's been a long time since you and I have seen each other. Well, how's your son, baby? Have you talked to your mother? And that girl you're with, does she treat you? Do you laugh your heads off? Do you stay up and talk through the night? I know we said goodbye, but darling, I really don't know why. But there's one thing you should. Yeah.
This is Samantha Crane, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
No, we'll make it back. We'll rebuild like always. Though under attack, we'll rebuild always. Careful, you're in shock. Like I'm one to talk, a lustrum of this loss, and still in its grasp, once it catches all its ashes. This is quite important, however it takes, let yourself be broken. Travel the ache when you're ready. Tell your story. We know you'll make it back. We'll rebuild like always. Though under attack. to employ, find a target for, tend and the door, there is way to those who claim you. We know you'll make it back, we'll rebuild like always.
Krista Couture's Rebuild from the Safe Harbor. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Gyno. My featured artist today is Lila Gildane. We're listening to her Juno-nominated North Star Calling. We got so deep into the conversation that time absolutely slipped away, and I don't want to do too much editing because I think there was a lot of really powerful words shared there as well. And so we will wrap things up now. Of course, you have the Juno nominations right now. Congratulations. You're nominated with some fantastic artists, and I know that's not the end-all be-all, but as you're saying, it does offer a little bit of a, you know, this is the right path. This is where I'm supposed to be, and it is that kind of encouragement and everything like that as well. So best of luck to you and all of the nominees at this year's awards. I'll be keeping tuned, and hopefully we can talk a little bit after that as well. Needless to say, we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about Krista. You did mention to me, though, that in addition to being a musician, she's an author as well, and just an all-around really deep artist for people to be able to dive into, yeah?
She's amazing. You know, her life's work is really about, she's a warrior of resilience, and she's been through so many devastating tragedies in her life, and yet manages to find the humanity through things, and maybe because of things. And her album, Safe Harbor, is amazing. The book that she just released is called How to Lose Everything. And you know how people are always telling you, if you go through something really terrible, they're like, oh, it'll get better. She's one of the people that has been through so many tragedies. She's like, I don't want people to tell me that it'll get better. She said, and I'm here to tell you that it might not get better, but it will change. Things will be different with time. So it's a really beautiful, oh, amazing memoir. And I really encourage people to read it and to listen to her incredible singing, songwriting.
Well, thank you so much again for your recommendations today. I got two new future guests to have on Gyno. Of course, your brother Jay Gilday and Krista Couture. And these are the exact kind of conversations that I love to have. Thank you so much for your time today. I guess just a few more things before we wrap up. What else is on the agenda for you? What's coming up next?
Well, I'm looking forward to performing live again, and you know, within the next year or so. What I'm working on right now is an album written all in my own language. Hey. So I'm really looking forward to bringing those songs and sharing those with everybody. I'm just in the writing process right now, but it's an act of cultural reclamation for me as a human and as an artist. So looking forward to bringing those to the world.
Oh, I can't wait for that release. Where can people find you at, Lila?
Just LeelaGilday.com, or just Google me and I'm on every platform.
It's been an incredible honor to have you on Gyno today. Thank you so much for your insight and your incredible art, your act of healing and in resilience, and your revolutionary love as well. Let's talk again soon.
Much appreciated, Brett. It's been a real honor.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Here. Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.